So previously we had discussed Rabbi Tarfon and his push for us to commit ourselves more intensively, to devote ourselves to a higher degree, Hayom Katsar V'Amlacham Rubah, to try to overcome our natural tendency towards a lack of diligence, Hapoalim Atzelim, and to encourage us with the idea that Aschar Harbe V'Abal Bai Dochek, that Hashem sets very high standards. So Rabbi Tarfon continues and says, let's say you have somebody who breaks the mold, Uaya Omer, somebody who's really working hard, nonetheless, they shouldn't have any illusions or delusions. Uaya Omer, lo alacham, lo chaligmar, velo atav, en chorin li batam. And you have to keep the idea in mind that even though we use the idiom that there could be some individuals who are literally, you know, on such a high level that they, we say about them, they know, kol ha-Torah kula, what the fact of the matter is that there are always more perspectives, there's always more chidushim, yefshar the base medrash bli chidush, that there's always more that needs to be developed and that is developed in Torah learning, and this is what the Gemara calls a makom l'hisgader, right? Every new generation of students is able to develop new ideas, and so lo alacha am lachalik mar, but that's not why you engage in the enterprise. Of course, you know, vishinat levanacha, sheyu divrei Torah mechudat meficha, we all want to strive for mastery, but even within that aspiration, we have to recognize that there are always going to be things that we don't know, but that does not in any way influence our commitment towards engaging in the enterprise. And this is an extremely important point for the most ambitious, right? Those who are most ambitious sometimes, right, if they feel like they can't be the best at something or completely master it, like, what's the point? Let me go and do something else. And that can be a very unhealthy attitude in life in general, but especially when it comes to Torah. So Rabbi Tarfon is saying, let me spare you the suspense, right? Lo alacha machalik mar, but lo ata ben chorin li batal mimena, right? You're certainly not free to abstain or to refrain from engaging in Torah. And in fact, the more Torah that you learn, it really does matter. Mamata Torah harbe, noten b'chaschar harbe. And this is true at every single level. So moving to the other end of the spectrum, let's see if somebody who's a relative novice, and they're not, you know, let's say, in the habit of learning very much, they could say, okay, so, you know, learning, that's for the rabbis, or that's for the people who have more of a background than I do. But the point is really just the opposite. Person that's 5 minutes a day, a person that's 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, and very often you can go, right? A person realizes that they actually have more time than they initially thought, right? That each minute is actually counted. That the one who is the Baal Malacha, the Baal Havayis, that Rabbi Tarfon alluded to in the previous Mishnah, that you should realize that he is Ne'aman L'shalim L'chas Char Pulasacha, that he will be faithful in terms of keeping a direct account of each and every minute. Every single minute is really significant. Abidah, and internalize the fact, Shemachan Tzcharan Shel Tzadikim La'asim Lavo, that the ultimate reward is not here in this world, but is in the next world. And this is important to general, the Gemara Masech Kiddushin, Adav Lamitaz reminds us that this was the tragic mistake of Elisha ben Avuya. So certain things, certain tragedies in this world, and they were not explicable to him, and therefore he felt that the system was problematic. And the truth of the matter is that his own grandson, his daughter's son, Rabbi Yaakov, reiterated this principle, Schar Mitzvah Nahai Al-Malekah, that really the Matan Schar and Shel Tzadikim is very much Lasid Lavo, and not here in this world. So again, Rabbi Tarfon, the same Rabbi Tarfon, who said, Ayom Katsar v'Malacham Rubah, Balabai is Dochek, that we have to have very high standards for ourselves, also, right, notes dialectically, Lo Ata Ben Chorin Li Vata Limena, even though, Lo Alacha Amlacha Ligmor, that you're not going to be able to achieve, right, this may be unsatisfying to some, but it is the reality that, the greatest of the great figures, right, Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai, right, sometimes Beis Shammai got it right, sometimes the Rambam got it right, and sometimes the Ravid got it right. There's always going to be an additional perspective, that's all part of the process. So the ultimate schar here as we say, Adam Matan Skarin Shel Tzadikim Masid Lavo is for the engagement itself. You know, we say the bracha and berachas Torah, the way that we say it, they're different gersos. Some have al divrei Torah, we say lasok b'divrei Torah, that we should be immersed in words of Torah. That's one of the five principles of our shul. We've used that expression many times. Immersion in Torah, we have the goal of immersing ourselves in Torah learning, and that's really the nature of the enterprise. We want to be immersed in it, and again, whatever the results are going to be, as long as a person is immersed in it, that is what is most important.